Didn't have to be mappy to appreciate the value of maps.
So I realized that this practice has a lot of maps, or people refer to maps a lot, which I found a bit intimidating because my mind doesn't really work that way. And yet by the end of the week, I could, or the end of the 2 weeks, I could understand why they have value, and I felt more willing to engage with them and understand them. And part of what I mean is sometimes I would be in a bad space, and a map of what's happening might indicate that the next space won't be so bad. And there are particular sequences that seem to be typical. And so that was a great relief to know that I wouldn't be stuck in this bad place, which indeed is what happened. I turned into a better space.
It's really helpful to have someone normalize things, whether that's just seeing gray, seeing the murk, color wash, or being in a difficult period of the cycle, to know that's okay and just keep practicing. Distraction through analysis and digressions. Fire Casino taking care of the mapping for you.
Yeah, from a certain point of view, the images will just show you what you need to see and progress in the sequence they need to progress in. And just by watching the colors and their shapes and their movements and the spaces change and the pulses change and seeing how the sequences change, the colors themselves are showing you where you are. You don't necessarily need any other maps unless something's throwing you off your game, like an emotion, or like a lack of curiosity or faith or patience. And so the colors themselves, the images, become the guideposts, and you begin to recognize your own internal sequences and how those are going to go on these retreat. And the specifics may be different from previous retreats that you've done, or previous retreats someone else has done, or what someone else is having on that same retreat. But that said, the patterns of the colors themselves are the things that show you where you are, because that's what's going on.
Who am I?
Mapping as distraction on one hand, but general cycle overview quite helpful.
Yes.
Not fitting everything into Vipassana terminology.
I have my own familiar set of stages or sequences that I find myself moving through during psychedelic journeys, of which I've had several. And I think it's important for a lot of people who will have done psychedelics before coming to this practice to know that any techniques or familiar states and stages that they know from their tripping sessions will apply to the casino practice. So don't necessarily come and try and reference Vipassana stages and terminology if you already have your own, because I found it really empowering and useful to be able to just stick to my own map and find that it was doing what it was supposed to.
To me, very detailed 12-stage Vipassana maps were more confusing than helping during the part of the retreat when I really tried to put myself on the given map. On the other hand, this more a little bit generalized Vipassana map of epic experiencing that's usually gonna go away and then this quite deep dip into a darker territory, and then eventual resurfacing from the darker territory and expecting this whole circle to repeat regularly was very helpful psychologically, and it just put my head in the right space to understand it's gonna be going on and that there's nothing strange or unusual about it.
Really appreciated openness and support to planet mapping.
Again, if you do have your own maps of the states and stages that you find yourself moving through when you're doing visualization practice, it's good to know that on a Fire Casina retreat, the people around you, certainly on this retreat, have been very open to sharing those, and everybody using their own techniques and familiar sequences.
And we had some discussion of mapping with the different planets and how that would fit in with other maps.